Many towns have a museum, but why is Chanute, Kansas, home to the Safari Museum? It may seem like a piece of history from half a world away, but in a moment you'll hear the story of a couple who brought stories to life through the images they captured. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. The story begins with a man named Martin Johnson.
He was one of these fellows who had the travel bug in him, just couldn't stay in one place and became very passionate about filmmaking.
In particular, he was interested in capturing stories of animals and native peoples in places half a world away. Conrad Freilich says Martin's work was helped by a stop he made in southeastern Kansas.
Martin met Osa Johnson, and she was born and grew up here in Chanute, Kansas. She was actually 16 years old when they married, and 100 years ago that was not unusual, actually, to leave school before you graduated and get married and start working.
To travel to Africa and the South Pacific in the early 1900s, you needed time and money.
They needed to save up money, develop a lot of contacts. It seems like a modern thing to do, but they would form corporations, sell stock, and then they could repay their investors from the proceeds that they made off of their commercial movies, the lecture films, the books and magazine articles, and so on.
They became pioneers in their field, bringing stories to this continent that had never been seen.
They would literally spend years at a time in the field, and so they became very close to their staff. Osa in particular was very good at picking up native languages, and it would really allow them to become very familiar with the people that they were filming.
We'll have more of the couple and their amazing adventures next time as we travel the countryside. In Chanute, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.